Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into No Rules Rules by Reed Hastings and Erin Meyer. This insightful read sets out the groundbreaking principles of Netflix's unique company culture, which prioritizes employee freedom and responsibility to foster maximum innovation. Through their narrative, Hastings and Meyer chart the remarkable journey of Netflix, transforming it from a startup fairy tale to a global powerhouse that has redefined entertainment consumption. Reed Hastings, co-founder and co-CEO of Netflix, brings his first-hand experience in building the company from the ground up. Complementing his perspective is Erin Meyer, a professor at INSEAD and the author of The Culture Map. Meyer's expertise in navigating international business culture adds depth to the exploration of Netflix's global success. Together, they offer a compelling guide on how to cultivate a culture that supports creativity and responsibility, critical for any business aiming for breakthrough success. No Rules. Rules is a must-read for anyone involved in or contemplating a startup venture, offering valuable insights into scaling a business while nurturing a culture of innovation. Fans of the film The Social Network will find parallels in the entrepreneurial spirit and challenges faced by Netflix. Moreover, for those cautious about Silicon Valley's growing influence, this book provides a nuanced understanding of how one company's culture can lead to unprecedented global dominance. Join us in exploring the strategies that propelled Netflix into becoming a household name and the lessons that can be applied beyond the tech industry to any organization striving for excellence and innovation. No Rules Rules, Netflix and the Culture of Reinvention. Introduction. Discover the secret sauce behind Netflix's trailblazing success. Imagine being part of a company that has fundamentally changed how the world consumes entertainment. With a subscriber base that's north of 183 million people worldwide, Netflix has transitioned from a modest DVD-by-mail service to a powerhouse in streaming and original content production, delivering hits like Roma and The Irishman. But there's a twist in the Netflix success story that goes beyond the content. The real magic lies in its revolutionary company culture. What makes Netflix tick is a set of principles different from any you've seen in traditional corporate handbooks. These principles have not only enabled it to lead in the entertainment space, but also become a model for efficiency and adaptability. You've probably heard of the fabled 127-slide culture deck of Netflix, praised by Facebook's COO Sheryl Sandberg as one of the most significant documents ever to emerge from Silicon Valley. It encapsulates the ethos feeding Netflix's unmatched agility and innovation. Walking through this narrative, you'll grasp the essence of Netflix's avant-garde culture, including why they shower their team with what might seem like rockstar salaries, how a moment of embarrassment for co-author Erin Meyer turned into a profound learning opportunity, and the unconventional wisdom behind their no-policy vacation stance. So, buckle up as we unveil the strategies Netflix employs to stay ahead of the curve, ensuring its platform is not just a hub for award-winning stories, but a beacon of pioneering corporate culture. Part 1. From Underdog to Industry Titan, the Netflix Culture Phenomenon. Picture this. The year is 2000, and Reed Hastings finds himself in Dallas, Texas, with a proposal that could change the trajectory of his budding startup, Netflix. Facing the mammoth blockbuster, a $6 billion empire with a global footprint, Hastings pitched a bold idea. Let Netflix run Blockbuster's online video rental service. The response? A resounding no. Fast forward a decade. Blockbuster crumbled under bankruptcy, while Netflix soared with 167 million subscribers and its own roster of critical hits. But what fueled Netflix's meteoric rise and agility in an industry that saw giants falter? The secret lies in its culture. The essence of Netflix is not just in the products it creates, but in the culture it harbors. A culture that values people, innovation, and minimal control mechanisms. This culture has propelled Netflix to grow 300 times faster than the NASDAQ index over 17 years and become the most coveted workplace in Silicon Valley by 2018. Netflix's journey from a DVD by mail service to a streaming giant and a producer of award-winning content is a testament to its ability to adapt to industry shifts with grace. At the heart of this adaptability is a unique company culture that grants employees unprecedented freedom, fostering better decision-making and accountability. But how does Netflix maintain this freedom without descending into chaos? It's all about strategic planning. The Netflix formula for success hinges on three crucial elements: a high density of talented employees, candid communication between staff and management, and the elimination of unnecessary controls that drain resources. As we dive deeper, we'll explore these three key mechanisms that enable Netflix's radical employee freedom and responsibility. Get ready for insights into Netflix's transformative journey from an audacious startup to a global emblem of creativity and innovation. Part 2: Unlocking Excellence, the Power of High Talent Density at Netflix. The year 2001 wasn't just another chapter in the annals of Silicon Valley. For Reed Hastings, it presented a moment of revelation dimmed by adversity. Netflix had been on the rise since its inception in 1998, amassing 400,000 subscribers. Yet, despite its growing success, Hastings acknowledged that Netflix fell short of being an exceptional workplace. Then came the dot-com bubble burst, plunging Netflix into a crisis that forced Hastings to make tough decisions, laying off a third of the workforce. It was a period of uncertainty, but it led to an unexpected transformation. Here's why high talent density is a game changer, enabling employees to unleash their highest potential. In the wake of the layoffs, Netflix was on the brink of something new. Surprisingly, the reduction in workforce didn't cripple the company. Instead, it sparked a remarkable surge in creativity, productivity, and overall performance. The team left standing was smaller, yet significantly more potent. This period of adversity unmasked a critical insight for Hastings: the undeniable value of talent density within a company. At the core of high talent density is the premise that exceptional talent not only desires to be surrounded by like-minded individuals, but also thrives in such environments. This setting elevates standards, fosters an atmosphere of excellence, and quite simply, makes work more enjoyable. After all, who wouldn't want to be part of a team where each member is outstanding in their field? The University of New South Wales provides an interesting parallel, demonstrating how the behavior of one individual can influence group performance significantly. This research underscores the impact of talent density, positive or negative, on collective outcomes. But how does one build such a high-caliber team? The answer lies in recognizing and rewarding outstanding talent accordingly. The rationale is straightforward yet powerful. Investing in a singularly brilliant individual often yields better returns than hiring multiple average performers. Bill Gates famously noted that a top-notch software engineer can deliver 100-fold the value of an average one, affirming the strategy of offering compelling compensation to attract top talent. This principle of talent density marks the beginning of Netflix's formula for success, creating an environment where excellence begets excellence. But attracting a team of stunning colleagues is just one piece of the puzzle. The next step involves cultivating effective communication channels to harness the full potential of this talent pool, a subject we'll delve into to understand how Netflix ensures its remarkable team operates at peak efficiency. Part 3: Embracing Honesty, How Netflix's Culture of Radical Candor Fosters Growth. Imagine stepping onto a stage charged with the task of engaging 400 managers from across the globe. That was the scenario Erin Meyer, co-author and INSEAD professor, found herself in during her first assignment with Netflix. Her mission seemed straightforward until a pivotal moment of feedback transformed her approach to cultural diversity. One attendee boldly critiqued Meyer's reliance on hand-raising for questions, pointing out that this method favored American participants, unconsciously sidelining others. This moment of uncomfortable clarity was Meyer's first brush with the practice of radical candor at Netflix, and an approach that, though tough, significantly improved her delivery. Herein lies the essence of radical candor. It's the catalyst for growth at Netflix, even when it stings. Netflix culture thrives on open, honest communication. It's a world where challenging a boss's perspective in a meeting or calling out a colleague's defensive email isn't just accepted, it's expected. This practice stems from the belief that withholding dissent is a disservice to the company. At Netflix, silence isn't golden. It's seen as a loyalty breach, a missed opportunity to drive the company forward. Contrast this with the traditional corporate setup, where performance feedback loops into an annual review cycle. Netflix, on the other hand, endorses a continuous feedback loop. This system encourages employees at all levels to share constructive criticism regularly, no holds barred. However, the most critical feedback dynamics occur upwards, from employees to their supervisors. The rationale is simple yet profound. The higher you stand in the company hierarchy, the greater the impact of your errors on the entire organization. But raw honesty needs a framework to be constructive. Netflix codifies radical candor with four golden rules. Aim to assist, ensure your feedback is actionable, value the courage it takes to speak up, and deliberate carefully on the feedback received. This structured approach ensures that feedback, even at its most blunt, is both given and received as a means to foster improvement, not to vent frustration. Meyer's experience serves as a vivid illustration. Initially shaken by the candid feedback, she adapted, learning to engage a more diverse set of voices throughout her presentation. This episode didn't just enhance that singular event, it marked a significant leap in her professional development. Netflix's embrace of radical candor is more than a policy. It's a practice woven into the fabric of its culture, raising the bar for what's possible when a company commits to honesty as a cornerstone of improvement. As we delve deeper, we'll uncover how Netflix elevates this culture of candor to even loftier heights, showcasing it as an essential ingredient in the recipe for the company's success. Part 4, Fostering Accountability Through Freedom, Netflix's Groundbreaking Approach. Imagine a workplace where speaking up reshapes policies overnight, where an insightful observation from an employee can dismantle a long-standing corporate practice. This was precisely the genesis of one of Netflix's most talked-about policy overhauls in 2003. The question was simple yet profound. If the company doesn't monitor the hours employees work, why should it track the vacation days they take? This inquiry struck a chord with Reed Hastings, leading to the radical decision to abolish the formal vacation policy. Instead, Netflix adopted a refreshingly straightforward guideline: take some. This pivot towards greater autonomy didn't just stop there. It spurred a shift in the company culture. Hastings noticed a ripple effect. Employees began taking more initiative, such as taking care of simple housekeeping tasks around the office. This observation gave birth to the notion of freedom and responsibility within Netflix, underlining the belief that freedom begets accountability. Here's how eliminating counterproductive policies elevated Netflix's culture of responsibility. The journey to unwinding controls is filled with learning curves. Granting employees this level of freedom requires a carefully laid foundation, starting with clear context setting and leading by example from the top. Hastings harbored two initial fears upon dismantling the vacation policy. He feared employees might underutilize their vacation time to outshine peers, or, conversely, that he'd find himself in a deserted office during peak vacation months. Addressing these concerns, Hastings led by example, sharing his own vacation experiences, and introduced team-specific guidelines to ensure business continuity, such as barring accountants from taking leave during the crunch time of closing annual books. Encouraged by the positive outcomes of the vacation policy shift, Hastings was compelled to challenge and eliminate more outdated practices, including the traditional approvals for expenses and travel. reflecting on a past experience where excessive policy rewrites led to the unwarranted exit of a valuable team member, Hastings was determined to cultivate an environment at Netflix where such trivial issues wouldn't monopolize precious time, especially not that of senior management. At its core, the learnings from these shifts point to a profound understanding. Granting employees more freedom underscores a deep-seated trust. Netflix's approach of trimming needless policies has not only simplified operational procedures, but has significantly enhanced employee accountability. By entrusting team members with more autonomy, Netflix reaffirms its confidence in their judgment and dedication, setting a new standard for fostering a responsible and empowered workplace culture. Part 5. The Rigorous Pursuit of Excellence. How Netflix sustains a talent-dense workforce. As 2018 drew to a close, Netflix had ample reason to celebrate. Its film Roma had not only captivated critics, being dubbed a masterpiece by the New York Times, but another original Bird Box had shattered viewing records, captivating over 45 million households in its debut week. This success narrative didn't sprout from randomness, but was a testament to the deliberate cultivation of talent density at Netflix, where hiring the best begets groundbreaking work. Yet, sustaining this ecosystem of high-caliber talent is an endeavor marked by tough decisions, among them, the willingness to part ways with merely satisfactory performers. Let's delve into why fostering a talent-dense team at Netflix is an intense and continuous process. In the corporate landscape, numerous organizations liken their teams to families, implying an unconditional bond. For Reed Hastings and Netflix, however, the analogy aligns more closely with a professional sports team, where each member is chosen for being at the pinnacle of their game, and the composition of the team is dynamic, depending on who best fits a role at any given time. Understandably, the implications of maintaining such a standard can seem harsh. After all, job security affects not just one's professional trajectory, but also personal and financial well-being. It's a consideration Netflix doesn't take lightly, hence their policy of generous severance packages, ensuring those who part ways with the company have a cushion to land on as they transition to their next chapter. But what does this high-stakes environment mean for the team dynamics? Does it foster a cutthroat competition, reminiscent of a theoretical corporate Hunger Games? Surprisingly, the answer is no. At Netflix, the high talent density doesn't come at the expense of collaboration or collegiality. There's no finite quota of winning slots generating friction among employees. The ethos is one of collective excellence. The better each individual performs, the more the organization thrives, opening up opportunities for growth rather than a zero-sum game. Moreover, Netflix's culture of continuous feedback plays a pivotal role in this ecosystem. Regular, candid assessments provide a roadmap for personal development, ensuring that employees are not just cognizant of their areas for improvement, but are also given the tools to advance. This culture doesn't just sustain the talent density, it amplifies it, pushing everyone to not just meet, but exceed their capabilities. In essence, Netflix's relentless pursuit of a talent-dense workforce involves a complex balancing act, rewarding unparalleled excellence while ensuring that the high standards precipitate an environment of mutual growth rather than internal rivalry. This strategy has not just put Netflix at the forefront of the digital entertainment industry, but has also redefined the parameters of corporate excellence and team dynamics. Part 6. Unleashing Innovation, Netflix's Empowered Decision-Making Culture. Picture the scene. It's 2017 at the Sundance Film Festival, and Adam Del Deo, the Netflix maven behind original documentary programming, is faced with a heart-racing opportunity. Upon viewing the sports documentary Icarus, he's struck by the realization that this film isn't just good, it's potentially legendary. Yet, the thrill of discovery is quickly shadowed by anxiety. Icarus carries a hefty price tag, rumored to be around $4 million. The daunting question loomed: would Ted Sarandos, his boss, and Netflix's chief content officer endorse such a bold investment? What unfolded next was not a direct yes or no, but a masterclass in leadership that defines Netflix's approach. Sarandos's response to Del Deo wasn't an instruction, but a context-setting prompt. "You're the doc guy, not me," he said. "We pay you to make those decisions, but ask yourself if it's the one. Is this going to be a massive hit?" This pivotal moment underscores a critical insight. In environments rich in talent, decentralized decision-making is the most effective path to innovation. Traditional corporate hierarchies often rely on top-down approvals, bottlenecking creativity and agility. Netflix's paradigm shifts this dynamic. Here, leadership is less about control and more about providing broad context, empowering employees to navigate decisions based on their expertise and understanding of the company's direction. This methodology not only sparks innovation, but also liberates senior leaders to focus on strategic horizons rather than daily minutiae. Of course, embracing such autonomy requires a leap of faith, especially when the choices made by team members diverge from what leaders might have decided. However, viewing these instances as opportunities to enhance communication and alignment, rather than enforce strict adherence to top-down directives, cultivates a culture where informed risk-taking is not just tolerated but celebrated. Back to the tale of Icarus, Del Deo was indeed spot on. The investment in the documentary paid off in more ways than one. Not only did it serve as pivotal evidence in a decision by the International Olympic Committee, but it also clinched the Oscar for Best Documentary in March 2018, marking Netflix's first win in the category after 6 nominations. Celebrating this triumph, Del Deo recounted the crucial conversation at Sundance to Sarandos, who with a knowing grin confirmed, "Yep, it was the one." This exchange not just celebrated a win for Netflix, but illustrated the potent combination of trust, talent, and decentralized decision-making as a driving force behind the company's groundbreaking successes. Final summary. At the heart of Netflix's extraordinary ascent from a DVD rental service to a global entertainment juggernaut lies a distinct trio of principles: fostering a high-density talent environment, nurturing a culture of radical candor, and guiding through context instead of exerting control. This powerful combination has not only defined Netflix as one of the most remarkable success stories in the digital age, but has also created a workplace where freedom and responsibility go hand in hand. In this environment, employees are encouraged to operate at the zenith of their potential, making bold, innovative decisions that drive the company forward. This culture of empowered creativity and accountability is what makes Netflix a paradigm of corporate excellence and a model for companies worldwide aspiring to achieve groundbreaking success in the 21st century. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.